Many times in my childhood, when we traveled so far, by nighttime, how weary I've grown. Father's arms would slip around me, so gently he'd say,
service this morning, we've got some presentations we'd like to make to our graduates. Brother Terry Horn, if you'll come and help us this. As I call your name, if you'd come and stand right here this morning. Kyle Fisher, if you would come to the platform, stand in front of the platform here. Boaz Phillips. Hannah Linichek. Josiah Linichek, are they here this morning? Michaela Salyer, Sarah Wyko, Bethany Thomason, Caitlin Bailey, Brother Josiah right there. Caitlin Young. Justin Reagan. Tabitha Chaland. Jeremy Moore. Amber English, I believe she's still out of town. So we'll... Katie Keplinger. Cody Lawson. And Michaela Collins. Now we have four here. Maybe they're not here this morning. These Bibles will be put over in the library. Brother Jimmy Babb and the staff over there will see that they get these Bibles. Brother Terry Horn's going to offer a word of prayer. Collins, I just gave it to you. Let's all stand this morning.
This Bible, of course, is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The words that are in this book are indisputable, infallible. Without controversy, it should be anyway. This written over 1,600 years, 40 different writers, 66 books, not one contradiction in it. It's the greatest piece of literature that's ever been printed on the face of the earth. How that God can condense His will, the great Almighty God, could put it in 66 books. The world would not be able to contain everything, I suppose, that's been written and spoken. But this is enough to get us through. This is plenty sufficient. The words that are in this book, His desire is that these words that are printed would become a living oracle in a manifested body. That's what He desires. Now these graduates, they have learned textbook information. And the information that they have learned, they need it for practical use. So the information on that textbook needs to be put into practical use. And if they go into further education, they'll use it in their business or whatever down the road. But this book is the greatest book that we can put into practical use. The Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. B-I-B-L-E. This is the greatest book that's ever been printed. Let's all pray for our graduates. Heavenly Father, we are so thrilled to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Lord Jesus, I think about this time that they have just completed. Lord, it's another step in their life, a major step in one way. And Lord, they've been under leadership, as Brother Ram preached that message right before you took him home, and how that he talked about the different stages of our life. There's leadership from a boy under our mother and dad, and then through school, and then as we get out of school, still under a leadership, but maybe a little further, more mature leadership, and how we have to depend on the God that dwells within us more so than our mother and dad, because they are nearer that time where they were being mature adults and leave home, get married, and have their own family. And Lord, I'm asking for the leadership of the Holy Spirit to be within their lives and within their hearts. And the book that we have just given them, I pray, God, that the words will not just be printed in black ink, but they will be printed, Lord, in the pages of their hearts, become a manifested living word. Let it be, Lord, a time where they can truly say, I receive this book, but I want to receive what's in this book. I'm asking you, Lord, to go with them. I'm asking you to encourage their hearts. Lord, out there, it's not easy. The economy, it's probably the worst it's ever been, perhaps. But I know, Lord, that you said you'd make a way. And you're an ever-present help in a time of need. I'm asking your blessings. I'm asking you will keep them. Lord, as Jesus prayed in John 17, prayed first for himself, the first five verses, and then 6 through 19, he prayed for his disciples. And in the rest of the chapter, he prayed for all believers, all that the Father had given him. I trust, Lord, that we all fit in that category, that last group, ones that the Father had given him. He prayed for us. I pray for them, Lord, and ask that you give them guidance, leadership, understanding, Lord, and most of all, favor with you, that their life will be a life worthy of the gospel. We ask it, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And amen. God bless you, graduates.
Give them a nice hand this morning. Thank you, Brother Terry. Praise the Lord. Well, we're proud of them this morning. Let's look at our prayer request this morning. Let me make this announcement before we look at our prayer request. The Sister Study Fellowship sessions will begin this week on Thursday, June the 14th. We'll run until August the 2nd. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. young girls, single 13 through 17, 7 p.m. till 8 p.m. the married women, all ages, 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. ladies, 18 and above, all are invited. Ladies in waiting, and what did you expect? Two books, they're available for you. You can pick those up. One note said fellowship hall, one note said library, so they're somewhere in this room. You can get those books. Remember that announcement, if you will. Sister Harmony says, please pray for my sister Crystal to get saved. That's a good request, isn't it? We want to remember Brother Sam Clark. He is sick this morning, needs a touch from the Lord. Sister Phoebe Therese sends this in to please pray for my family. Her uncle has been missing for 3 days. They have no clue to where he could be. Pray that they can find this person. So let's remember that prayer request this morning. Want to continue to pray for Sister Natalie. She's not feeling well. Says the doctors do not know what else to do. Please continue to pray as she is fighting to keep up her spirits. At this time, she requests no visitors, so we just keep her in our hearts in prayer, in our thoughts. Brother Terry Stockton says to please pray for Vicki Duvall. She had a hip replacement and is having a lot of trouble with that, so remember that need this morning. Mike Pierce sends a prayer request in for a Bryce and Rachel Morton. Domestic situations at their home need the help of the Lord. You have an unspoken prayer request this morning, something you'd like for this assembly to pray about. Aren't we glad that we've got somebody to go to? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give him a big hand clap of praise if you love him this morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Robert, come this morning. Rob Weber, come. And let's go to the Lord on behalf of these needs. Invite the presence of our Lord into this service. Pray for our pastor's strength this morning, that the Lord would just bless him real good. I believe we're going to have a good time here today, don't you? Brother Robert, God bless you, brother. Appreciate you.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for once again you bring us into your presence. I thank you, Lord, for the grace that you've extended to your people, and give us hearts to receive, Lord, I pray. I hold these prayer requests in my hand, and I ask, Lord, that you'd have divine favor and use your wisdom to know what's best for these people and how to perform these things in their lives, that they could glorify you. I thank you, Lord, for breaking the seals. I thank you for breaking them in my life and giving me an experience, Lord. I pray that wave and that anointing would go through the people, Lord, that they would understand what it is that you've truly done for us, just a little more clear. I pray for our pastor, Lord. Last night, I my heart goes out to him, Lord, and his body, Lord. I pray that he knows and that all know how much he means to us and our shepherd. Lord, I pray for strength in his body for what you want to do through this trial, Lord. I pray that you just be glorified through the whole thing. I pray that you strengthen the body as one of us suffers, Lord. We all suffer. And I pray, Lord God, that you bring forth just a testimony of Christ in our lives and strength and beauty and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. I pray all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Lord, thank you, Brother Rob. God bless you this morning. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the morning tithe and offering. You give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting today with us in the service, we welcome you. Glad to have you. Those that are streaming, may God richly bless those folks as well. Let's sing a song this morning. I still like that song, I'm Going Home, because that's from my heart. Is it yours? How many of you are looking forward to going home? Sing us another verse of it, buddy. We'll help you.
Now the twilight has faded,
play the song, guys.
And the day soon shall end. I get homesick.
Oh yes.
Father, I'm wrong, but my Father has led me each step of. Now the twilight has faded.
Oh,
and
yes.
The day soon shall end.
Well, we're getting
I
get
wasted. The Father.
This morning, you have a couple of specials we're going to give you this morning, but let's sing just a little bit of this before we have our specials. We're going to give plenty of time to the, well, you know, really, who's in a big hurry anyway? Where are you going? Charlie's going to be open to 11 tonight. Let's just have a good time while we're here. This is the most sane group you'll be around all day long. Now the world looks at you, and I look at you, a few of you are suspect. But we look at the world, and we know that the world's gone, Brother Terry. The world looks at us and thinks we're a bunch of nuts. But you take the nuts out of an automobile and see how far you get in it. I'm glad that this is the same group of people that loves the Lord with all of our heart. Do you love Him with all your heart? Has He been better to you than anybody in the world? When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. Oh, when the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Oh, in the midst of all my faults and
times misunderstood.
God bless you. Well, you're just singing so good this morning. Thank you for your contribution. Praise the Lord. It makes it so much easier when you sing. You can be seated this morning. Certainly don't want to forget Brother Jim Maxwell to keep remembering our brother in prayer. The Lord is bringing him along in his recovery. So we certainly want to pray for our brother, all the needs in our local assembly. Brother Stamper still at home and just, I know his heart's desire is to be in the house of God. So certainly remember all those that are connected here with our local assembly, that the Lord would just be so mindful of them. We appreciate them, don't we? Amen. Brother Brandon Green, he's been gone on vacation back to West Virginia, but thank God he found his way back home to Tennessee. He's going to sing for us this morning. Brother Brandon, God bless you, buddy. We enjoy his singing, don't we? Give him a nice hand as he comes this morning.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of the old past haunt you every day, there's one thing I know for sure, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you've got some mountains you think you cannot climb. I know your skies have been dark, you think the sun won't shine. Well, let me just remind you, the Word of God is true, and everything He's promised, He will do just for you. 'Cause Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you've got some mountains you think you cannot climb. I know your skies have been dark and you think the sun won't shine. Well, let me just remind you, the Word of God is true, and everything He's promised, He will do for you. 'Cause Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful I found that way, aren't you? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Say it with heaven.
Make sure they can hear the guitar good, because they sure don't want to hear me. Since I've done sung three or four. Brother Louie, get us a chorus ready, because this song here is not really a... Everybody knows I'm not an entertainer. I don't want to be. But this song's been on my heart. I just basically, it's a song I sing sitting around the house. I've never sung it in church, and it's not really a happy song. But if you're not ready for the rapture... Brother Bram said, if you're laden with sin, unbelief, and slothfulness, and not just getting drunk and going to the bar and all that stuff, you won't make the rapture, he said, if you're laden with sin, unbelief, and slothfulness. I don't want to be laden with that. And this song is just kind of a song to make you think, I don't want to be left behind. I've been thinking about this song, and yesterday on the way to church, I was thinking about it, and I said, Lord, I'm not going to sing it. If Brother Louie asks me, tells me to get a song, I'll sing it. So, walking off the platform last night, he said, get us a song for in the morning. So, and then Brother Brandon had to get up here and show off. That's not fair, life. Anyway, I love y'all.
Life was filled with guns and war. Everyone got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. Children die, the days grow cold. A piece of bread would buy a bag of gold. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Men walking up a hill, one disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready, but there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. The Father spoke, the demons dined. How could you have been so blind? The sun has come and you've been left behind.
Amen. Did you enjoy our specials this morning? Praise the Lord. Let's stand if you will. Let's sing that chorus together. Let the worshipers arise as our pastor gets ready to come and bring us the word of the Lord this morning. Are you glad to be in church?
Amen.
Are you glad you've been called out from the world? Amen. Let's sing it this morning if you will. Let the worshipers arise. Let his sons and his daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I'm surrendered to the King. Let the worshipers arise. Let his sons and his daughters sing.
I want to be standing by your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise, let the sons and the daughters sing. I'm surrendering my all. I surrender to the King.
Praise the Lord. Job chapter 19, verse 23.
We're waiting for the call to arise, aren't we?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We sure are. While I turn there, I would like to say we certainly appreciate Brother Michael and all the different ones that made the Bible school for our children and our grandchildren. I was over there the other night, and all kinds of people were out working and serving food and preparing, and teachers doing this and that. And we want to say we appreciate each of those that put forth their effort, don't we, church? Amen. We're thankful for that. Job chapter 19, verse 23. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me. Amen. How many like to be remembered in prayer today? Me too. I appreciate you praying for me. I'm feeling some better, but I still need help today. Let's just bow our heads together. Father, we love you. We so thank you, Lord Jesus, for the promises of your word. Knowing, dear God, that these things that you have said, you're not like us as people that you say something and then have to think, you know what, I wish I hadn't said that. I wish I'd have said it this way or that way. But your words are so perfect. They're thought through before they're ever spoken. So we know that the promises that are left here in your word of God, that we can hang our soul on those promises and know that they will be true. So today as we approach your word, we ask for your help, Father. We are very needy people, and we say that a lot here, but yet we do that so we can open up and make a way where you can come and minister to our needs. Well, we know that you're the high priest of our confession. So if we confess that we have needs and then we turn around and believe that you're the provider of those needs, then that opens a way, a channel by which you're able to come. So we signify by raising our hands and holding in our heart the need, the request. We pray today that you would help us, Lord. Dear Father, I need your help today, your strength, Lord. I pray that you just help me and just anoint me, Lord. Anoint the people that we can be able to receive together from your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We'd like to look again today, if the Lord would help us, on my Redeemer liveth. We're longing, I trust, and believing to be included in this resurrection, this rapture. Hopefully by God's grace, we will go the live way, that we won't have to go by the way of death. But if we do, we know that God has certainly made and provided a way for us to where that we will be included. As a matter of fact, those who go by the way of the grave, they're privileged first. They actually get to rise first. So whether we go by the way of the grave or whether we are alive, really we're going to win either way. The people of the Old Testament trying to understand and comprehend a resurrection, it must have been very, very difficult. We think today when so many of the people of the age of the world believe in a resurrection of some sort or another, and for us to profess a resurrection, it wouldn't be that much of a thing. But in the Old Testament, when there's very little said about it, and very little that was given, very little enlightenment, it must have been an overwhelming thing. You imagine living in the days of Job and it hadn't been written before, and nobody had actually said it. And yet you go to saying these peculiar words, that though the skin worms will eat up my flesh, I know I'll see him. You go to saying and repeating these words to different people and telling them, I know my Goel liveth. And people wonder, where in the world is this coming from? This guy is so strange and so weird. But yet by the revelation of God, he was speaking exactly truth. And yet today, here we are as the people of God living in 2012, thousands of years after this was said. And here we are rejoicing, knowing that God is still the same God of the promises of his word, right? David says it this way in Psalms 49:15, but God will redeem my soul from the power of Sheol. Now the Hebrew word actually for grave is Sheol. God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me, Selah. So even here, David having a little bit, just a little bit of an insight that there would be a resurrection. Yet it was so vague that at this time frame, they actually was thinking that the soul actually went down to Sheol. They did not know that there was a realm that was there next to Sheol that God had provided. It was paradise as we know it now, but they did not know it. All they knew that man couldn't go into heaven because the way had not been provided. So they had an understanding that somehow their soul went down, their body went back to the dust of the earth, but it was not made clear. Isaiah, we looked at it last night, but I'd like to pick up on it again today. Isaiah 26:18, we have been with child, we have been in pain, we have as it were brought forth wind, we have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. But now listen, as God himself speaks and says, thy dead men shall live, together with my body, shall they arise, awake and sing. Ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Now, to think that the Lord Jesus would give us here one of the first passages in the Old Testament, that his body would be included with him in the resurrection. Now, here the first inclination of a mystical union going on between Christ and the bride, that Isaiah would say, thy dead men shall live together with my body. And as sure as Christ raised from the dead, it was an assurance that the elect of God will raise with him. Now, whether you have just been buried a week or whether you were buried 1,000 years ago, it doesn't really matter, because the same Spirit of God will raise you from the dead. Now, you imagine then that by the beckoning voice of the Creator himself is what will raise the elect from the grave. Notice this, he gives us a little insight even in this Old Testament prophecy. Awake and sing. Now, we know that death is compared to sleep. So then the resurrection would be compared to somebody waking up. So if they go to sleep, then there must be something to awaken them. What else could do it but the voice of the Creator himself? Now notice he says, awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust. Now do you believe that the voice of the Lord Jesus is so powerful and so strong that it can call the bodies of people who have absolutely gone back to acids and gases and all of that sort of thing, but yet the creative voice of God can speak to them and call them from the dust of the earth? Amen. Notice he says, ye that dwell in dust. Now you're dead, you're buried. There's even no resemblance of a human being left about you. To reach down and pick up that hand of dust to where your body has gone back to, it would look no different than where you're fixing to pile up and plant a garden. Put a hill of maters or taters or beans or whatever more, and yet you think at one time that was a man. At one time that was a woman, yet there's no resemblance of an ear or a nose or an eye or a foot or an arm, because the earth has so absorbed it back into the original. It doesn't even look like a human being no more, but I'll tell you what'll bring it back. The voice of the Creator. Hallelujah. He won't have to step down and take it through the molding of the clay and the cosmic lights by his hands, but it'll be the voice of God. Notice how he likens, he said, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs. Now notice here he likens the quickening power to dew. Now remember, the people of the eastern countries over there were quite unlike us, that they did not have near the rainfall that we're used to here in the United States, at least this part of the United States where we live, and accustomed to several inches during growing seasons and all of that. But to them, the dew was a very precious thing.
Because much of their crops, even the finishing of some of their crops, would actually be finished by the dew. So the dew is a very great commodity. So here in their understanding, and he begins to write and says that the resurrection is like the dew. What would they see that the dew would do? When the heat would rise above 100 degrees during the day, and the semi-arid condition, and the crops would just wilt over, and their little heads bow over. My, the heat would just nearly kill them. But whenever the sun would set and the cool of the evening would begin to move in, and then the dew would begin to condense on the leaves and on the branches and on the trees, and the next morning they'd walk out of their house and they'd see them little leaves standing up and praising the Lord. Why? Because the dew had brought a resurrection. Oh, glory, the dew was a revitalization of what the sun had beat down. And let me tell you, friend, through the pressures of life, through the sickness, through the sorrows, through the difficulties that we go through, oh, my, we don't have to wait till the resurrection. All we need is a little bit of the presence of God. And he begins to move around us, the dew from heaven, as he falls down upon our souls. And he revitalizes us. He renews us. He refreshes us. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Amen. Glory, the earth will give up her dead. Notice now in verse 20, come my people. Now this is the resurrection which pertains only to the elect. This is not the general resurrection. Come my people. Now here's what the voice of God will say in the resurrection. Come my people. Enter thou into thy chambers. Now, this is an Old Testament phrase which was used alluding to people out working in the fields. And they would have been out in the fields working. And they would see a storm brewing. And they would see it and knew the thunder and the clouds and all of that. And this is something that they would do. They would begin to gather together. They'd gather their tools and they'd gather whatever they were working with. And they would start home. Because trouble was coming. Oh, glory to God. Notice the voice of God will say, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. What's he doing? He's raising his elect from all over the earth. So they've been. Some of them, their bodies in the oceans and the tropics or wherever more. And he's saying, come my people, for the great tribulation is fixing to break loose on the earth. But hide yourself in your chambers, which I have prepared for you. Glory! Hide yourself for a moment. Verse 21, for behold the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. The judgment of God is fixing a break on the earth, and it's not fitting even for your body to be left laying in the dust. While the judgment of God is breaking forth on this earth, it's not fitting for your body to even be there. He is not going to avenge you. He is your Goel. He will avenge you because the enemy has took you by death. And he will now kill death with death himself. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Brother Bam says, look, the thing that's in you now, the spirit that's in you now, is the same spirit that will raise you up. I love this. You have power to lay your life down. You're doing it right now for Christ. You think this is not an honor? You think this is not something when you're laying down your life for the Lord Jesus every day? Don't you understand this is a precursor of the resurrection? Don't you understand? This is testifying of the life that is in you now that makes you as a mortal. You're born stubborn. You're born hard-headed. We all are. We're born to where we want our way. We're not born to do right. We're not born righteous. We're not born holy. And yet something transforms us and makes us to where every little move, we want it to be pleasing to Him. Every word that goes out of my mouth, everything that we do, we want it to be to the glory of God. And if we don't do it, we feel so terrible we can't hardly stand it. And you think that's not a miracle that makes you that way? Look at what you were and look at what you are and tell me something has not changed you. And what is it? It is that resurrection power of God. It is helping you lay your life down. It helps you to keep your mouth shut. Oh my, when you want to give somebody a piece of your mind, it helps you to pray for your enemies. It helps you to do good when the flesh would press you to do wrong. What is it? You're laying your life down by the power of the resurrection. And God promises you, you lay your life down now. Listen to this statement. The same Spirit that's in you will raise you up, and you have power to lay your life down. You're doing it now for Christ. Then you have power to take it up again. See, you have power to lay it down and power to take it up. It's the very Spirit of God that's in you that raises you up. It's the very Spirit of God that was in Christ Jesus that raised Him up. So you have power to lay it down. You have power to take it up. When you die, your loved ones or somebody goes on ahead of us, they're not dead. Their spirits with God and their souls under the altar of God. Their bodies in the grave. They know right where it's at. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So what happens when the scripture is all fulfilled? Like in the Bible, these souls under the altar of us crying, Lord, how long, how long? They want to come back to the earth and be in bodies. Just a little longer to your fellow servants suffered like you for the testimony of Christ. Then you see when that scripture is fulfilled, them spirits descend right straight under the altar there and take up that soul. That soul goes right down and picks up that body, and there you are, raised again. Think of it. The Holy Spirit that's right in this building tonight, the same Holy Spirit that's right in my heart, will raise me up at the last day. The Spirit that's in us now, right now, no one that will come, the one, not one that will come, friends, it's not one that will come. It's not one that will come, but the one that's in us right this morning. It's God in you now. You can raise yourself up. Why can't you do it now? Because there's scripture holding you. And you got to wait for that rapture. Now where he's dealing with this, he's talking about Jesus. That Jesus had the power to raise himself up from the dead before the 3 days was ever over. But the scripture said within 3 days and nights he would let him go. So the scripture held Jesus from raising his own body. The very reason that we don't go beyond this old world and the shape it's in today is because the scripture won't let us do it. I guarantee I'd done be gone, and you would too if it's up to you. But the word of God won't let us do it. But brother, the power is here right now. My, we're worse than a bunch of thoroughbreds inside the deal when they're getting ready to let them loose. We're rearing up and pawing and we're chomping at the bits. We're ready for a body change. We're ready for a resurrection. We're ready to get out of here. But the scripture is holding us. But wait till that scripture lets us go. You may not be able to fully understand this, and you may not be able to say amen from yourself, but I want you to listen to this. You can raise yourself up. Why can't you do it now? Because see, the scripture's holding you. You got to wait. There you are. You got to stay right there. You're not allowed to get this high. If it would be, I'd I'd say, we'll build us a private world. You'd be living over in one world and me on the other one. And then there would be no coming of the Lord Jesus. There's enough power in this building this morning to create 100 billion worlds just at the start. Why can't we do it? The scripture holds us back. Why can't we move beyond this world? The scripture holds us back. But you wait till that scripture arrives at the same time. And the voice of God says, now, go. Come, my people, enter into your chamber, and that spirit release, the soul release, the supernatural release, it'll go right to near where their body is, and you'll call your own body from the dust of the earth. You have power to do it. Just the least little shadow of God can do anything. Just the least little shadow of God can do anything. Now watch Jesus. He gives us a little insight into the resurrection voice in St. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Amen. Now, you know, Jesus in his earthly ministry, he already exercised the display of the power that lay in the phoné, or the voice of God, whenever he was here. Notice this in Mark 5:41. He took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Amen. Luke chapter 7 verse 14, he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. So the voice of the Creator expressed to us when he was on the earth that the power laid in him then to call the dead back to life. If he had not specified by name, he would have called and the entire general resurrection could have taken place at that time. Brother Rem said when he stood there at the grave of Lazarus, had he not said Lazarus' name, the resurrection of all the world would have transpired right then. Notice this in John 11:43. When he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Notice when Jesus does this, Jesus cried with a loud voice. A loud voice. Matthew 27, he cried with a loud voice. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. Who will hear it? Those who are used to hearing his voice already. You see, if you don't hear his voice now, you won't hear it in the resurrection. Now, the general resurrection, even the dead will hear it then. I don't want to hear it then. I want to hear it now. Notice this. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, again, John 5:25, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. He's given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. Liars, devils, prostitutes, whoremongers, in the resurrection, general resurrection, all will hear his voice. Oh God, help us. I don't want to be found there. Now notice how he separates, verse 29. And they shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. They that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now there are similarities in this double call. The subjects are both dead. Now remember, this is not the rapture. This is the general resurrection. The subjects are both dead. The good die as well as the bad, right? They lie down and buried in the same cemetery. In time, their dust may even be mingled together. You may bury the body of your godly father or mother. We may bury you. And the Holy Ghost lived inside that dust. May be buried by a mother or a grandpa or whoever more that was mean as the devil himself. Yet let time go by long enough and your dust might merge down underneath the ground, the casket right away, and it might merge over the dust of your evil, wicked grandpa. But when the Creator calls, yours will separate from grandpa. Right. Both are resurrections. Both are quickened to life. Both are raised by the same voice. But the outcome is totally different. Now the agent, the power by which both are raised is the Son of God. Because God the Father has given to him power to execute judgment. Now this setting, of course, is the general resurrection, the setting of Matthew 25, when the people will come and be judged. This is not the bride at all. But yet they are still classified as good. So there was something in life. Now they were a good God-sent people. They loved the Lord, all that sort of thing. But yet they were not counted to be in the rapture or the first resurrection. So the process is the same. Both of them hear the voice of God. Both of them raise. Both of them are to stand before His white throne. The subjects will both be included in this resurrection at the same time. The good will not raise 5 years later, the bad raise, but they will both be raised together. How? By the voice of the Son of God. They will come forth, according to Jesus in verse 29, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life. Notice, they're coming unto the resurrection of life, which shows they did not have the resurrection of life. But for the bride, she is not coming unto something, she's already got it. The resurrection for the bride is not she's coming unto resurrection, but the very thing that will raise you from the dead is in you this morning. Let's stand. Forgive me, I'm sorry. Heavenly Father, we love you today so much, Lord. We are so grateful, oh Lord God, that we are included in this great resurrection. I'm sorry, I just don't have the strength to go on, Lord. I give the best that I had to give today. I pray, Lord, that if there's one here among us that's not experienced this resurrection power, that you'd help them. Heavenly Father, for those who have, I pray you'd help them to realize that daily life that they live, that as they are laying their life down, it's only a sign of a future event that's going to happen. That as they have laid it down day by day, one day they will take it up again. We love you, Lord. Help us to realize it's not enough to come to church. It's not enough to say, well, I believe the message. I've got a pastor. I believe God. That's not enough. We must have this spirit in us if we will ever raise ourselves. This is why the church members will lay there. Their education, the church membership, all that they've tried to do, their good works, will never raise them from the dead. And when they are raised, they are force raised by the voice of the Son of God. But for the elect, it'll simply be their theophany hovering near a mound of dust somewhere and calling it from the face of the earth. And the earth which devoured that body will have to yield forth. And you'll come forth screaming and praising God and singing in the presence of the great King. Lord, don't let there be one of us missing from that great time. Grant it, Father, in Jesus' name. How many would like to be remembered before the Lord today? Yes. You want to be there, friends, with all your heart.
Yes.
More than anything in the world.
Yes.
More than money, position, feelings, whatever. You want to be there.
Yes.
To be able to lay your life down for the cause of Christ. To be able to give part of yourself, which He gave to you, an offering. An offering of yourself. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. We worship you today, Lord. You're our mighty God, Lord. Oh, let's just love Him a little bit, can we? Thank you, Father. We so appreciate your goodness and mercy to us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, you're worthy to be praised, Lord Jesus. How great you are. Amen. Let's raise our hands to Him, saints. Thank you, Father. Lord, if there's anything in our lives today that hinders us, Lord, move it out of the way. Lord God, search me. Search these people, Father. Deal with us, Lord. We want to lay our lives down so we can take them up again, Father. Oh, grant it, Lord. We don't want to be raised in that general resurrection. Oh, but Father, we want to be raised from the dead in Christ, or raised if we're gone by the way of the grave. We want to come down, Lord, and hallelujah, hang near this earth and call our own body from the dust of the earth. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain.
This morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. We know this, that Satan is defeated. We know that we win. We know that God's got a bride. God's got a ministry, and He loves them to death. He loves them more than anything in this world. He loves you more than you could ever imagine how much He loves you. And the reason you can rest on that is because He sends His word week in and week out and tells us how much He loves us. Do you love Him with all your heart? Brother Lance Parker, would you come here please real quickly, Brother Lance? I want us to do something this morning. I want you just where you're standing, just brother to brother, sister to sister, take somebody's hand. join hands if you would this morning. I want Brother Lance to lead us in prayer. We're going to pray for our pastor, that the God would give him strength. Satan would love nothing better than to cause him to have weaknesses in his body. He would love nothing better than to cause you to have to miss service because of sickness or depression or whatever the reason. We win this morning. We win. Look over who you're holding their hand and look at them in the face and tell them this. We win. Say it real loud with all your heart. We win. Brother Lance, pray this morning. Let's ask God to move on behalf of all of our needs this morning.
Our precious Lord Jesus. Father, this morning and all day yesterday, you know, my heart's been so heavy for my leader, for the man I look up to. Dear God, there's so much in life that goes on, and there's no way us as the laity, we can't really comprehend everything Brother Donnie goes through. We're not in his house when he gets the phone call after phone call after phone call of the problems. When people accuse him of things that really he had nothing to do with, but he winds up getting blamed for anyway. We don't know the toll it takes on him, Lord. But here's one thing that we can do. We can look down in our hearts and we can know that we need that man. We need him, Lord Jesus, to lead us to a rapture. We need him, Lord. You have chosen, you've handpicked that man and put him here in order to lead us to a rapture, to call us to a higher place, to literally change our bodies, dear God, by the spoken word. Lord, if he's your man and he's called to lead us, then we're going to stand by him. Yes. So right now, dear God, shoulder to shoulder with my brothers and with my sisters, we stand, Lord God.
Yes, we do.
We ask you, Lord Jesus, we come before you. Yes. We beseech you, dear God, on behalf of our pastor. Please, oh Lord, help our brother. We pray that you would anoint him mightily, dear God. In his body, we pray you would strengthen him. In his spirit, we pray that you would raise him up, dear God. We pray that you would just so completely take him over, dear Lord, that whatever Satan would try to come to him, that he could defeat it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear God, we are his friends. We're his brothers and we're his sisters. And we, dear God, have a responsibility. As many times as he's prayed for me and as many times as he's prayed and stood for every person here, dear God, we come now and we stand for him, Lord Jesus. We beseech you, dear God. We intercede, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would deliver our brother of everything. Any person that would try to come against him, any spirit of Satan that would try to come against him, we pray, dear God, go to our brother and raise him up. Grant it, Lord God. We know with all of our hearts that this will be something that shall be a testimony of good. We know, Lord God, that he will be overcomer. We know that we are going to be stand with him and we shall receive. As you, dear Lord, know, we shall receive of the word. Dear God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive glory. Receive honor. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We as a body now, we as one, not a bunch of individuals, we come to you as one and we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you adoration. And know, Lord God, that we love you. We appreciate you. Grant it, dear God. Thank you for our pastor, Lord. Thank you for our leader. Oh God, we just pray now once more, be with him. My heart goes to him. Us as a body, our heart goes to him. Granted, I pray, dear God. We're going to be very, very careful to give you the praise and to give you the glory, to give you the honor. Because you are deserving of all of it, dear Lord. Granted, we pray, dear God. Father, for this day, I pray that you would be with the people as they walk out. May their hearts be on the words that they've heard and may the hearts be on their pastor, Lord. May it be that any time Satan will try to come against us, that we could stand as one. Grant it, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say there's victory in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Let's sing that together once again. Turn around and tell somebody you love them with all your heart. I love you with all my heart.
Let it rain.
God.
God bless you. Service Wednesday night. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let